This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. A handful of major cities in the U.S. are deciding that when local government pays for big construction projects, it should hire more local workers. The trend has faced fierce pushback from the construction industry, but the city of Nashville will vote Thursday whether to pass a so-called local hire amendment. From WPLN in Nashville, Emily Siner reports.
John Finch is the co-founder of PBG Builders, and he's taking me on a tour of one of his construction sites in Nashville.
Hey, guys, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
He says there are several dozen workers here on any given day, from up to 25 subcontractors.
We had one contractor do all the excavation work, another contractor do the concrete work.
If the local hire amendment passes, companies like his would have to make sure that 40% of the work hours on job sites go to Nashville-Davidson County residents. Not on all construction projects, but those that are funded by Metro government and cost more than $100,000. We start walking around this site to take an unofficial poll.
We're just curious, where do y'all live?
Where do we live?
Yeah,
I live in Cheatham County.
I live in McMinnville.
In Nashville?
Oh, like two blocks down the road.
Oh, good.
About half the guys we talk to do live in Nashville, but Finch says this isn't typical.
If the job had been fully staffed during this walkthrough and interview, I really think you would have found 20-25% of the total would be Davidson County.
And he says there's already a worker shortage.
We all need good workers. They're not there.
There are people out here, especially black and brown people, that have pretty much give up.
Roger Liggins Sr. is a general contractor who does support the amendment.
They've applied, and I'm hoping that this amendment, if it passes, is a spark to them to say, hey, I can now get a job because they got to hire locally.
But Liggins runs a small shop, and he says he understands the concerns of big contractors.
If I were their size, even though I look like me, I'd be against it because I'd feel like it was an impossible task for me.
San Francisco instituted a local hire policy a few years ago and recognized this burden on contractors. So it spent around $4.5 million on finding and training local workers and helping contractors find them. Nashville hasn't said yet if it's willing to put in any funding if the amendment passes here. In Nashville, I'm Emily Siner for Marketplace.